Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 17th, Morning. Praying for Children. Bring him to me. Mark chapter 9, verse 19. Despairing, the disappointed father turned from the disciples to their master. His son was in the worst possible condition, and all help had failed. But when the parent in faith obeyed the Lord Jesus' word, "Bring him to me," the suffering child was delivered from the evil one. Children are a precious gift from God, but much anxiety comes with them. They may be a great joy or a great bitterness. They may be filled with the Spirit of God or possessed with the spirit of evil. In all cases, the Word of God gives one method for curing their ills. Bring them to Jesus. Our cries for our children should precede the cries that announce their actual birth in this world of sin. Oh, for more agonizing prayer while they are still babies. In the days of their youth, we may see sad signs of that dumb and deaf spirit which will neither pray nor hear the voice of God. But Jesus still commands, "Bring them to me." When they are grown, they may wallow in sin and foam with enmity against God. Then, when our hearts are breaking, we should remember the great physician's words, "Bring them to me." We should cease to pray for them only when they cease to breathe. No case is hopeless while they live, because Jesus lives. Sin is there, so let our prayers begin to attack it. Sometimes the Lord causes his people to be driven in a corner, that they may know firsthand how necessary he is. Ungodly children, when they show us our own helplessness against the depravity of their hearts, drive us to flee to the strong for strength. This is a great blessing. Whatever your morning's need may be, let it, like a strong current, carry you to the ocean of divine love. Jesus can remove sorrow. He delights to comfort. Hasten to him while he waits to meet with you. September 17th, Evening. An encouraging word. Encourage him. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 38. God uses his people to encourage one another. He did not say to an angel, "Gabriel, my servant Joshua is about to lead my people to Canaan. Go and encourage him." God never works needless miracles. If his purpose can be accomplished by ordinary means, he will not use a miraculous agency. Gabriel was not half as qualified for the work as Moses. A friend's sympathy is more precious than an angelic ambassador. The angel knows the master's bidding better than the people's testings and trials. An angel has never experienced the hardness of the road, or seen the fiery serpents, or experienced leading a stiff-necked multitude in the wilderness as Moses had done. We should be glad that God usually encourages us through others. It forms a bond of Christian love. Being mutually dependent fuses us more completely into one family. Believer, take our text as God's message to you. Work to help others. Especially strive to encourage them. Talk cheerfully to the young, anxious inquirer. Lovingly try to remove stumbling blocks. When you find a spark of grace in the heart, kneel down and blow it into a flame. Leave the new believers to discover the roughness of the road by degrees, but tell them about the strength that dwells in God, the sureness of the promises, and the charms of communion with Christ. Aim to comfort the sorrowful and to energize the depressed. Speak a word in season to the weary and encourage the fearful to go on their way with gladness. God encourages as He points to the heaven He has prepared for you. The Spirit encourages as He works in you the desire to do God's will and pleasure. Imitate divine wisdom. Encourage others.